Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. More importantly, happy Memorial Day. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at AndyHermanNFL. Appreciate you guys being here today. Today's main topic, which we'll get to in just a moment, is going to be some of the playing time expectations and changes for 2024. We'll kind of go position by position and review what type of playing time and snap counts we're sort of expecting, or I'm sort of expecting, every player on this roster to get throughout the course of the season. But my question for you, and we'll go through this as we get here today, but my opening question, my question of the day, whatever you want to call it, I want to see these in the comments if you're on YouTube. The Packers last year had 3,200 snaps-ish at wide receiver. 3,200. So let me ask you this. If you could split the Packers' 3,200 wide receiver snaps between their current group of wide receivers, how would you do it? It's an interesting thing, right? Because, like, let's say you really like the top four. Romeo Doubs, Christian Watson, Dontavian Wicks, Jaden Reed. If you split 3,200 just between those four, that's 800 snaps apiece. That doesn't give anyone, like, for instance, and we'll get there, Romeo Doubs played over 900 snaps a season ago. If you have somebody play more, then it's going to obviously limit everyone else. If you do 3,200 just for those four, that doesn't leave any for Bo Melton, Malik Heath, or any other Samori Toure, Grant Dubose, or any other wide receiver snaps that you want to get to. So we'll talk about that one in particular in just a moment. We'll go position by position, but that's my question of the day. 3,200 snaps for all the wide receivers on this roster. How would you split them? And that's why this entire offseason, when people are saying, you know, they got to trade for T. Higgins or Brandon Ayuk or enter, you know, whatever number one wide receiver here. It's like, my goodness, like 3,200 snaps between this group of wide receivers is already going to be an extremely difficult thing to figure out. Not to mention, what if they want to play, you know, more two tight end sets? That could bring that down to like 3,000, 2,900. Like, it could get even lower. It is going to be tough to figure out how they fit all those wide receiver snaps within that group. But we'll go over what my sort of expectations are for that. Before we get to the entire breakdown for today, quick shout out to our brand new Pack-A-Day podcast members, Cheesehead Joey, Kevin Casper, Edward Bodges, Emily Gilpin, Denny Towell, James Maldonado, Celestial Prophet 20, and Stan Lewis. Appreciate you guys signing up and becoming brand new members. Hope you're enjoying the all new members only content, which of course happens every single week. Of course, you get episodes first, a bunch of other stuff. So if you have not yet signed up, make sure to go do so. All right, now as we jump into our main topic and as we talk about the playing time and snap expectations for 2024, a couple things that I want to go over first. Number one, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I cannot predict which injuries are going to happen this upcoming season. Now I'm baking in a little bit of injury risk into these predictions, meaning we haven't seen Jair play a full season, right? Like, putting him at playing every single snap this season is probably not super realistic. So I'm going to bake in a little bit of some buffer there, thinking he'll probably miss some time at some point in this season. And there'll be some, you know, risk here, you know, even when we go over Jordan Love, that he probably isn't going to play every snap. We'll go through all of that, but I can't predict who might go down in week one and be out for the season. Hopefully it's nobody, but there's probably going to be somebody and we just don't know who that is. So as the season goes along, these may change based on injuries, of course, goes without saying, but we're kind of looking at it right now with where these rosters are at or where this roster is at and what kind of playing time expectations that we can kind of consider here. And what I'm looking at is which players get a big time playing time increase, which players get a decrease, where do the rookies fit in? Xavier McKinney, Josh Jacobs, Andre Dillard, how do all these guys fit in to the playing time expectations, knowing exactly how many snaps that all of these players had that are still on the roster from a season ago? So again, I think the easiest way to do that is position by position. So let's get started with quarterback. Now, last year, Jordan Love played 1,203 snaps. Sean Clifford played 16, no other quarterbacks played. So In an ideal world, that sounds right about perfect. Give me 1,203 Jordan Love snaps and 1,600 Sean Clifford snaps again, hopefully kneel downs in victory formation, and that would be great. Sign me up for that. But let's just go back to 2021 when Aaron Rodgers missed a couple games or like had an injury, missed a game. Jordan Love played 131 snaps in 2021. All right, let's just say it's more around that for Sean Clifford. So what I'm going to say here, Jordan Love plays right around 1,100 snaps. Sean Clifford plays 120. That's my expectations. Now, could Michael Pratt beat out a Sean Clifford? Sure, maybe it's within the realm of possibility. And if you want to switch Michael Pratt for Sean Clifford, be my guest. No issue, no harm, no foul. But as of right now, I'm going with Sean Clifford. I'm going to say that he is going to have to play a little bit for Jordan Love. Hopefully that's it. I think all of us right now, like if you just had to sign some sort of binding contract that said, hey, in a 1,200 snap season, you're going to get 1,100 of Jordan Love, sign me up. Yeah, that probably means that Sean Clifford might have to play in a game or two. Still, sign me up. And would it be great if Love played every snap? Yes, that would be ideal. But you never know what it's going to bring. I talk all the time about, you know, at the end of every season, we're talking about how many quarterbacks played throughout the course of the year. Some of that is just poor performance, but a lot of it is due to injury. So hopefully Jordan Love and the Packers can avoid that. But I'm putting Jordan Love down for 1,100 snaps and Sean Clifford at 120. At running back, last year, this probably shouldn't have surprised me, but it still surprised me a little bit that A.J. Dillon actually did have the most snaps. I know how much time Aaron Jones missed, but A.J. Dillon had 494 snaps. Aaron Jones right behind him at 443. This was another surprising one. 240 snaps for Patrick Taylor. Patrick Taylor played 240 snaps. Kenyon Drake had 5. James Robinson had 4. So where I'm going with this is another tough one to sort of gauge where you want all these snaps to go. I went Josh Jacobs, 700 snaps. Now that's a couple hundred more, you know, 260 more basically than what Aaron Jones was at a season ago. Could Jacobs play more than that? Yeah, I think so. I think that's possible, but I still think you want to try to keep him fresh through the majority of the season. I also think you're in a spot where you did spend a top 100 pick on Marshawn Lloyd. You do still have AJ Dillon on the roster. I don't think you need to spam him to death and put him in a situation where he's wearing down through the course of the season. I think you can utilize Dillon and Lloyd to make sure that Jacobs does stay fresh. So I'm going to go with Josh Jacobs, 700 snaps, Marshawn Lloyd, 300 snaps, and AJ Dillon, 200 snaps, with another miscellaneous 50 snaps between whatever, you know, running backs make the practice squad and need to get called up or things like that. So just to recap here, Josh Jacobs, 700, Marshawn Lloyd, 300, AJ Dillon, 200, and 50 miscellaneous snaps. Even that is a little bit interesting. And that sort of, again, gives you about the same amount of snaps that this running back group had a season ago. This is another tough one. If you got 1,200 snaps between the running backs, you know, how do you want to split them up? And you got three of them. Maybe more go to Lloyd and maybe less go to Dillon. Dillon could still be the number two, as I've talked about. Maybe Dillon doesn't even end up on the roster. But for now, Jacobs 700, Lloyd 300, Dillon 200. And I think that number feels about right, but it'll be interesting to kind of track through the course of the season. H-back fullback. Last year, Josiah DeGuara played 212 snaps. Henry Pearson played 11. I had somebody in the comments the other day when I said that they would not keep a H-back or fullback. Henry Pearson was unlikely to make the roster, that said it is an absolute lock. They will keep an H-back / fullback. No questions about it. They always have this position. And my thought personally on this, and of course you guys are always welcome to disagree, that is kind of what makes this fun. I do not believe that there will be an H-back fullback, but more importantly, I believe that those snaps will go to players like Ben Sims and Tucker Kraft. Personally, I know that, you know, Tucker Kraft, Ben Sims aren't true fullbacks. Neither was Josiah DeGuara. And if you just want to put any of these tight ends in the Josiah DeGuara role, you don't lose anything, in my opinion. I guarantee you, I'd be willing to bet you that Ben Sims and or Tucker Kraft do better doing the exact same things that they try to do with Josiah DeGuara than what Josiah DeGuara did a season ago. That's my belief on it. And I don't think that you want to take snaps away from Musgrave, Kraft, and Sims to try to give them to a quote-unquote H-back / fullback. Now, if they really truly believe that Josh Jacobs would do better with a true fullback, all right, then maybe Henry Pearson will have a legitimate opportunity to make the roster. And we have seen Josh Jacobs in the past do a lot of work behind a true fullback. It's not entirely impossible, but my belief is that they're going to use him more how they utilized Aaron Jones and the rest of their running backs. It'll be this normal Packers offense, and we'll see Ben Sims and Tucker Kraft take that H-back role and not have a true fullback on the roster. So I'm going to say, even though 223 snaps were DeGuara and Pearson, I'm going to take those and move those to the tight end's position and give those snaps over there. We'll get to that in just a moment. Now we get back to the wide receiver position, my question of the day. So last year, Romeo Dobbs, 938 snaps, Jaden Reed, 645, Dontavian Wicks, 516, Christian Watson, 506, Malik Heath, 260, Bo Melton, 178, Samore Toure, 139. Hey friends, I don't know about you guys, but I am getting more and more excited about the NBA Finals coming up. It's certainly looking like it's going to be Celtics-Mavs, but regardless of the matchups, the Finals should be absolutely epic. But of course, they could be even more epic with Prize Picks. The Finals mean more on Prize Picks, and so do the star players. You get boosted payouts on select basketball stars that you will not find anywhere else. And while the Finals promise to be exciting, the hoops action doesn't stop when the Finals are over. Women's basketball is just getting started, and young stars like Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and Cameron Brink are immediately making a significant impact in the WNBA. And you, yes you, could win up to 100 times your cash watching them ball out with Prize Picks. You guys know by now how much I'm enjoying Prize Picks. It's completely changed my fantasy sports experience for the better. I'm already excited about my picks for this week. I'm going with Breanna Stewart, and I'm expecting a monster bounce back from Anthony Edwards against the Mavs. I'm still feeling bullish on Caitlin Clark as well, and I'm expecting her to become more and more efficient as the season goes along. So what are you waiting for? Get in on the action with Prize Picks right now. Download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Here's how I broke it down. This is an almost impossible one for me to get a great feel on it. I really don't know. Like, no matter what I did to increase or decrease, it felt wrong for a variety of different players. So I honestly went top four guys, Dobbs, Watson, Reed, and Wicks, all at about 700 snaps. I kind of want to keep all those guys fresh. I kind of don't want to overwork any of them. I kind of want to keep them hopefully healthy throughout the course of the season. And that feels about the right number, you know, right number for just about everyone. Now that's 238 less for Romeo Dobbs, which feels a little bit wrong, but I'm okay with it. That's about 55 more for Jaden Reed, which feels okay. That's about 200 more or 184 more for Dontavian Wicks, which I still feel is about right. I think he deserves more. That is, 200 more for Christian Watson, which feels right, but it easily could be more than that if he actually stays healthy. It's 100 more for Bo Melton than what he had with 178. But remember, Bo Melton got that 178 just in the, you know what, last four or five games of the season. So we're going to say he had 178 just in the last four or five games, and now he's only going to get 300 in the entirety of the year. That feels low. I have Malik Heath at 100. He was at 260. He's now at 100. That feels low. And like, it honestly, and this is where the difficulty comes in. 700 kind of feels low for Dobbs, feels low for Watson, feels low for Reed, feels low for Wicks. 300 feels low for Melton, and 100 feels low for Heath. Every single one of them is lower than I kind of would like them to be at. I just don't have a solution for it. And everyone is going to have their particular flavor of wide receiver that they like. Some people are going to want the deep ball threat and Christian Watson on the field more to open up things for everyone else. More people are going to like the route runner, Dontavian Wicks. Others are going to like the slot gadget guy who can do a little bit of everything in Jaden Reed. Some people are like the possession wide receiver in Romeo Dobbs, who you can have on the field at every single moment, and he's going to find ways to help you out. Bo Melton, I know a lot of people, myself included, love Bo Melton and what he can bring to the table. And 300 feels very low for him. Some people are going to want more for him. And some people are going to look at the dirty work that Malik Heath does with all the blocking that he does for everyone else on the field and say, I'd kind of like that guy to get a few more snaps. I get all of it. If you want to argue more for any of these players, I am all ears. But you have to remember that arguing for one or two of these guys means another two are going to have to take less. And it is really difficult for me to find ways to give any less to Dobbs, Watson, Reed, Wicks, Melton, or Heath at this moment when all of them already feel lower than they should be. So I'm going to stick with it one more time. 700 for Dobbs, 7 for Watson, 700 for Reed, 700 for Wicks, 300 for Melton, 100 for Heath. And that gets us to right around our 3,200 snaps. And I don't envy the Packers in having to divvy out these snaps per game and how it all works out. Now, obviously, what, you know, injuries are going to factor into this and maybe make it a little bit easier as the season goes along. And maybe guys just start to separate themselves too, which would make it a lot easier. But right now, it is a difficult task in trying to figure out how you split up those 3,200 snaps between those six wide receivers. And again, that doesn't even include a Samori Toure, a Grant Dubose, anyone you call up from the practice squad, anyone else that stands out, who knows? But it is a very difficult job trying to separate those out. All right, tight end. Last year, Tucker Kraft, 723. Luke Musgrave, 502. Ben Sims, 212. And then remember, Josiah DeGuara and Henry Pearson had 223 snaps at H-back fullback that I'm going to transfer over here as well. This is another one where last year, Tucker Kraft played 723 snaps, right? He played 723 and he didn't even really start getting used until midway through the season. I have him at 700 for this year. That's less than the 723, which feels wrong. It feels very, very wrong. But I don't, again, know where I'm going to find those other snaps from. I'm going Luke Musgrave from 502 to 700. Remember, he missed a bunch of time. I think they're going to kind of split those guys evenly. So if I've got about, you know, 1,600 snaps here, I think you're going to get about 700 each for Kraft and Musgrave with about, I had 260, let's just say 250 left for Ben Sims, who is going to be a number three, is going to be more of their blocking tight end. I think, you know, and he was at 212 a season ago. I think he probably stays right around there, maybe even gets a little bit more. So if you want to take a little bit off of Sims, maybe the 60 off and keep him at 200, which is more where he was a season ago, and put another 30 on Kraft and Musgrave or put 60 on Kraft, whatever you want to do, that's fine. But it's still not in, you know, massively more than especially what Kraft got a season ago. And again, he wasn't even really, you know, he was active, but not, you know, playing a ton for the first half of the season. But again, I'll stick with it. I'm going to go Tucker Kraft 700, Luke Musgrave 700, and then Ben Sims 260. All right, offensive line. Last year, Zach Tom played 1,162 snaps, Rashid Walker 974, Yosh Nyman, 259. David Bakhtiari played 55. Elton Jenkins, 1,019. John Runyon Jr., 1,009. This was one that surprised me here. Sean Ryan, only 229 snaps. Despite him sort of in that, you know, being in that rotation a little bit with John Runyon Jr., only 229. In fact, Royce Newman at 186 played almost as much as Sean Ryan did a season ago, which again was surprising to me as I look back on it. And then Josh Myers was at 1,212 snaps. 2024, this is another tough one to sort of figure out. And I didn't necessarily want to do it entirely position by position because I think you basically have six guys that are probably going to get the majority of the playing time here. But I went Zach Tom, 1,100 snaps. I did go Jordan Morgan, 1,100 snaps. And that might be aggressive. I just feel like he's probably going to be one of the preferred five starters from day one. Now, whether that's at tackle or guard or how they move people around, that's tougher to say, but I do think he's going to be a primary player for them. So I still have him around 1,100 snaps as well. Rashid Walker, 750. That's down a little bit, but right now I think there's a decent chance that Jordan Morgan and Zach Tom are your starting tackles with Myers at center, Elton Jenkins and Sean Ryan at guard. But I do think Rashid Walker will still end up playing a ton. There's going to be injuries through the course of the season. So I still have him at 750. Elton Jenkins at 1,000. Sean Ryan at 750. Josh Myers at 1,000. And then I do have Jacob Monk at 200. And I put another miscellaneous 200 out there as well. Jacob Monk, I could see him getting in one of those, you know, rotations at some point this season just to get him some playing time and try to see what he can do. Maybe pump up the competition a little bit. Maybe one of the guys ends up not playing well, whether that's Myers or Sean Ryan or whomever, and maybe give him a little bit of an opportunity there. And then the miscellaneous 200, I could easily see that being Andre Dillard. Hopefully not Royce Newman, but maybe Royce Newman. Just one of those other guys, Caleb Jones, Luke Tenuta, Travis Glover, who knows? But my guess is you're probably going to have eight guys play at some point this season. So I think your top seven, Tom, Morgan, Walker, Jenkins, Ryan, Myers, and Monk take up the vast majority, but I'll throw another 200 out there for miscellaneous snaps to the other offensive linemen as well. Defensive linemen is maybe the easiest to look at year over year because it's the same group. Last year, Kenny Clark, 913 snaps, TJ Slayton, 679, Devontae Wyatt, 644, Carl Brooks, 440, and Colby Wooden, 298. I kept this almost identical. Kenny Clark was at 913. I put him at 900. TJ Slayton was at 679. I put him at 650. Devontae Wyatt was at 644. I put him at 700. Carl Brooks was at 440. I put him at 500. Colby Wooden was at 298. I put him at 200. So a very slight decrease for Kenny Clark, but basically the same. A very slight decrease for TJ Slayton, but basically the same. A slight increase for Wyatt, a slight increase for Brooks, and then a decrease from about 300 to 200 for Colby Wooden. Overall, though, I think we're going to see a very similar rotation along the defensive line, the interior defensive line, as we did a season ago. Edge is another one that's pretty interesting. Last year, Preston Smith, 838. Rashawn Gary, 667. Kingsley Enagbare, 493. LVN, 444. And then the group of Keyshawn Banks, Brenton Cox, and Justin Hollins played 91 total snaps combined. This year, I've got Rashawn Gary being the one with 800 snaps. Preston Smith going down to 650, hopefully, you know, elongating his season and keeping his legs a little bit more fresh at now what the age he's, I know he's the oldest player on the team. I know he's over 30. I think he's in that 31-year-old range. Maybe he's a little bit older than that. LVN, I put up to 575 from 444 a season ago. Enagbare from 493 to 450. And then I did put 50 for Brenton Cox there as well. But again, Gary 800, Smith 650, LVN 575, Enagbare 450, and Brenton Cox with 50. Inside linebacker, Quay Walker was at 973 a season ago. Devondre Campbell 690, Isaiah McDuffie 551, Eric Wilson 144, and Christian Welch had one snap. This year, Quay Walker, I went from 973 to 950. I put Edgerrin Cooper at 900. The hope here is that he stays healthy. I think he's going to be your primary nickel backer. I think he's going to be a primary 4-3 backer. And then we'll see if he actually gets some dime snaps or if that's just Quay. But I have Quay at 950, Cooper at 900, and then Isaiah McDuffie at 250 and Tyron Hopper at 250. Both of those guys, you know, kind of maybe switching up a little bit in that number three linebacker role. Some injuries could play a part there as well, but I have both of them splitting 500 snaps through the course of the season with 250 each. At corner, last year, Keyshawn Nixon led the way with 937 snaps. Carrington Valentine had 846. Jair Alexander had 560. Corey Ballantyne had 534. Rasul Douglas had 487. Eric Stokes had 110. And then there was another miscellaneous 20 out there between a few different corners. This year, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I've got Jair Alexander at 850 snaps, Keyshawn Nixon at 800, Carrington Valentine at 750, Eric Stokes at 500, Corey Ballantyne at 300, Kalen King at 75, and then I actually took 200 of the corner snaps and moved them over to the safeties. Reason being, I think we could see some Javon Bullard, maybe some Evan Williams in some big nickel, or maybe those guys just playing a true slot position. So I wanted to take some of those corner snaps and move them into the safety group. The hope here is Jair stays healthy and can be the number one corner through the vast majority of the season. I do still think we're going to see a lot of Keyshawn Nixon in the slot. I think Valentine and Stokes will switch up a little bit between, you know, who's the starter. I don't know that we see one guy do that the entirety of the season. I could also see just some injuries hitting and the other player being the primary next guy up. I still see Corey Ballantyne getting some snaps through the course of the season. And then we'll see if Kalen King's able to earn any or not. But I threw him about 75 just as a potential option that could be a miscellaneous as well. And that brings us to safety. Last year, Jonathan Owens, 927 snaps led the way. Darnell Savage, 701. Rudy Ford, 626. Anthony Johnson Jr., 334. Miscellaneous, 26. And then remember, I carried over 200 from that cornerback position. So this year, I'm going 1,100 for Xavier McKinney. Fingers crossed he stays healthy. Javon Bullard with 900. Evan Williams with 400. Kitano Ladapo with 200. And Anthony Johnson Jr. with 200, which again got us to our total there. I do think Bullard is your starter. I do think Bullard and Williams could see some time in the slot. Wouldn't shock me if Kitano Ladapo got some interesting and unique packages to him or just filled in as an injury replacement at some times. And then Anthony Johnson Jr., I could still see him getting some opportunities as well. If you wanted to take some of those from Anthony Johnson Jr., maybe put them up on Evan Williams or maybe more for Javon Bullard, I could see that as well. But again, injuries are always going to play some part here. So kind of banking a little bit there just to be on the safe side. All right. So in totality, players that played 200 or more snaps a season ago that are no longer on the roster: Aaron Jones with 443 snaps, Patrick Taylor with 240, Josiah DeGuara with 212, Yosh Nijman with 259, John Runyon Jr. with 1,009, Devondre Campbell with 690, Rasul Douglas with 487, Jonathan Owens 927, Darnell Savage 701, and Rudy Ford 626. Those are the big players that played a lot a season ago that will not be playing, obviously, for Green Bay this year. My grades on those players, by the way: Aaron Jones, plus 5.2. Patrick Taylor, negative 0.05. Josiah DeGuara, negative 1.65. Yosh Nijman, negative 2.55. John Runyon Jr., negative 4.95. Devondre Campbell, negative 3. Rasul, plus 1.65. Jonathan Owens, negative 1.8. Savage, negative 1.75. And Rudy Ford, negative 0.7. The total for that entire group, negative 9.60. Yes, you're going to miss Rasul Douglas's play. You're going to miss Aaron Jones's play. But remember, Jones only, 443, and Douglas only 487? Still, you're going to miss him, no question about it. But the total for those players that are gone that played over 200 or more snaps a season ago, a negative 9.60 grade. In totality, you might get a little bit of addition by subtraction there. Your new players in that are expected to play more than 200 snaps: Josh Jacobs, Marshawn Lloyd, Jordan Morgan, Jacob Monk, Edrin Cooper, Tyron Hopper, Xavier McKinney, Javon Bullard, Evan Williams, and Kitano Ladapo. What we had total for the rookie class: Marshawn Lloyd with 300 snaps, Jordan Morgan with 1,100, Jacob Monk with 200, Edrin Cooper with 900, Tyron Hopper with 250, Kalen King with 75, Javon Bullard with 900, Evan Williams with 400, and Kitano Ladapo with 200. That would give the rookie class a total of 4,325 snaps. Last year, they led the league in 2023, the rookies, with 5,316 snaps. 4,325 would have put them third last year, behind only the Packers, of course, and the Los Angeles Rams. Almost messed up there and said Las Vegas Rams or St. Louis Rams. I don't know. The Rams have been all over the place, but Los Angeles Rams. 4,325 would have put them third. So we are still expecting a potential big year from this Packers rookie class in amount of snaps played, in large part due to Morgan, the safeties, Morgan, Edrin Cooper, and Javon Bullard really leading the way, and then some miscellaneous snaps for guys like Marshawn Lloyd and Evan Williams and the rest of that group. So should be still a very impactful rookie season overall. All right, that's going to do it. That is my breakdown. Let me know where you think maybe I'm a little bit high, maybe where I'm a little bit low. Players that I didn't mention that you think would get more playing time, I'm curious on all of that. But the big one I'm really interested in are how you split up those 3,200 snaps-ish between those six dynamic wide receivers. Good luck. I wish you luck in trying to figure out the calculus on it. I don't know that I have a great feel one way or the other. Maybe I just split it a little bit too evenly, but that is a tough group to figure out. Like I said, I'm sure injuries play a part there, but that is the one I'm most intrigued by as we head into this season. All right, shout out to our Hall of Fame and All-Pro members, most hated Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Shea Broadad, Brandon Paletta, Jennifer Wright, Boom Handle, Donald Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Bremen, David Prendergast, Dan Miller, Alex Wong, Arnaldo Espinoza, and Michael Shipper. I will see you guys tomorrow, but until next time, and as always, go Pack Go.